Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Former Ohio Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill has officially thrown his hat in the ring for the Democratic run for Ohio governor. O'Neill is one of five Democrats in the race. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Debbie.
A Facebook post of yours drew controversy last year because it talked about your sexual history. Do you think that will affect your chances any?
No, I don't. I mean, again, it's unfortunate, but the reality is I'm the only candidate in the race that's actually talking real issues. So hopefully that's behind us and we can get down to the work of actually talking about what's important in Ohio.
What are the major issues that you want to address?
Well, as you know, I'm a registered nurse, and I am just horrified by the 4,000 people a year in Ohio that are dying of the opioid crisis, and I just don't see that the state is doing anything about it. And so I've been advocating reopening the state hospital network, probably building 10 new hospitals, and really address the crisis. And I know that costs money, so in order to pay for it, I believe the time to legalize marijuana is upon us. That will generate $500 million a year in taxes. I don't know why we're not doing that tomorrow.
So that will be one of your top priorities then, legalizing marijuana?
No question about it. I think the time has come. It's a nationwide trend. Marijuana has medicinal qualities. It is being smoked in Ohio as you and I speak, but we're not getting the tax revenue, and it's not being regulated.
Why do you want to run now? You've had such a very diverse background. You served in the military. You worked as a television reporter. You were a restaurant owner, a pediatric emergency nurse. Is being governor just one more thing on your bucket list?
No, ma'am. My bucket list is still pretty full. And last year, I was just starting to review, what am I going to do in retirement? And then I see this opioid crisis happening in Ohio, and it really is a clarion call to duty for me, because it's almost like you're walking down the street and you go past an alley and there's a mugging going on. Do you have the right to go off into retirement and pretend that's not your problem? No, I'm ready to address real problems in Ohio.
Most people you're running against have a strong background in legislating or governance. What qualities do you bring that are beneficial?
Leadership. You know, I've been a judge for 15 years. I've been an assistant attorney general. I don't think there's a single issue that approaches the governor's office that I haven't ruled on as a judge or as an assistant attorney general. I've got a very complete background. I'm ready to lead.
So how would you rank your priorities then, 1 through 5?
Oh, I think legalizing marijuana is clearly number one. Releasing the nonviolent marijuana prisoners from prison would be number two. That's costing us $100 million a year. Opening a mental health network with at least 10 hospitals would be number three. Raising education to the level it needs to be in the cabinet would be number four. And I would have to say $15 an hour minimum wage is number five.
How would you describe yourself?
I guess I'd describe myself as one that's coming towards the end of a life of dedicated service to the public, from my service in Vietnam when I was a young guy, and my service representing people. I'm the only, you know, not to trivialize the matter, but I'm the only one in the race that has represented a black teenager wrongfully accused of a crime and walked him out of the courthouse as a free man.
How will you, as a Democrat, appeal to voters who supported Donald Trump?
Boy, I don't know. I certainly didn't support Donald Trump, but, you know, I think if we learned nothing in 16, it was that the Democrats didn't have a message. There just was no message. And my message is, let's legalize marijuana, let's open the hospitals for the opioid people, and let's look at this, education crisis that we're in today. Last week, 12,000 kids found themselves without a school to go to. Looks like there's about $100 million missing. And anybody who comes to this race proud of their legislative background, I think maybe needs to review that.
I've been talking to former Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill, now running for the Democratic nomination for Ohio governor. Thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.